Red Hot Pirates looking to keep the heat on the first place Brewers. Jameson Taillon had a 1-0 lead in the fourth, but Brett Phillips made it disappear.
The 2-1 to Phillips. That is pulled down the right field line. Going to be a long run for Polanco. He won't get there. It bounces on the warning track and goes into the corner. Perez around third. He's going to score. They're going to hold up Pena at third. And Phillips checks into second with an RBI double, and this game is tied at one. It's the 2-1 pitch. Hit well to deep center. Going back is Phillips. He's at the track. He looks up. It's gone, and we're tied. Gregory Polanco, his 9th home run of the season, took it out just to the right of the batter's eye out there in center field. And this game tied at 2. Kicks and the 0-1. Lined into right field for a base hit. Coming in is Santana. They're going to wave the runner home. The throw from Santana is up the line and not in time. And on the throw, Harrison going to go to second. The Pirates have a 3-2 lead. Nelson's pitch. And that is a liner just over the glove of Aguilar and into right field. Around third and scoring is Harrison. And McCutchen drives in his 53rd, and the Pirates lead by 2 now. It's a 4-2 ball game.
One ball, two strikes. Nicasio has the sign and deals. Ground ball, double play ball to second for one. On to first, a double play. Arcia hit it hard, but right at Frazier at second base in a tailor-made 4-6-3 inning-ending double play in the top of the eighth.
13 as they double up the Brewers 4-2. The Bucks are back at 500 for the first time since April 16th. Jameson Taillon pitches into the sixth as he gets the win. He has yet to lose consecutive starts in his 31 career big league outings. After another loss on Thursday, the Brewers can hear the footsteps of the Pirates and the Cubs in what has become a very tight race in the NL Central. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell after Thursday's 4-2 loss to Pittsburgh.
The series was much about, ultimately, yes, that was, they got some hits with runners in scoring position, and I thought we pitched really well, so it's hard to say. I don't like how we pitched because I think we pitched very, very well. Today was they hit some balls in good spots. And there's in games like this, you can point to a play here and a play there, as you can point to, the last six games we've played against this team have been, all games that feel like they swing on one little play, or you can point to one little play. So. We didn't play poorly. We just didn't get that next hit. They got the next hit. They dumped some balls in today. I thought Jimmy, as far as how he pitched, I thought Jimmy pitched really well. I thought he pitched beautifully. He got burned by some softer contact, and that one strength of this team is they make a lot of contact, and they got rewarded for it today, and they got rewarded for it all series.
Yeah. Does it make it tougher when you have all those good pitching performances, you string those together and you're not able to come out with even one win?
No, I think I expect us to pitch well. I'm counting on us pitching well. I think we will pitch well. So, we didn't score enough runs this series. I think that's evident for sure. And, I'm confident in our offense that we're going to score runs. I think that's a place that we've been very consistent all year, and I think that'll pick up for sure.
About some of these were like loud outs. They're putting guys and putting balls in play, but just
in the eighth, Arcia hits a hard ground ball that turns into a double play that could have been a big spot. They had a couple dunked a couple balls into right field the last two nights that just end up hurting us. And then credit to them for putting the bat on the ball and kind of battling through it. But we got men on base again, and it's a, I'll say it again, just keep getting men on base. You're worried when you're not getting anybody on base. That's when it's quiet, and that's when nothing's happening. But you keep getting guys on base. This is a timing issue. Our timing's not good right now. Our timing with our hits will improve, or even out, I should say.
Craig, hitters all over baseball are striking out a ton. Some number from a manager's standpoint that's just too many strikeouts, 9, 10
Yeah, I mean, it depends what goes with that. It's not, you can't just isolate the strikeouts, I don't think. So it's something has to go with it. I mean, if there's a lot of walks that go with it, if there's home runs that go with it, you can produce offense with it. But and when you get into low scoring games, I think, and you know, you're not hitting home runs, certainly the strikeouts get the magnify, certainly. I don't think we had situations today that strikeouts really cost us. The only one would be the Nelson at bat, but that's a pitcher hitting. Yeah.
I feel like you're close. I mean, this is a
yeah. I mean, no, it's more. I don't. You know, we're playing good baseball. We just played a tough baseball series. We were outscored by 6 runs in the series and lost 4 games. So it's 2 1-run games and 2 2-run games. It's not a matter of close. I just think, you know, they're tough games. Some things haven't gone our way, and give them credit. They also pitched well. Their bullpen's was really tough on us. Their starters didn't, they bended in a couple of innings, but we didn't get the big inning that really kind of gave us a good lead ever.
It was a rather uneven effort for starter Jimmy Nelson on Thursday, as he gave up 4 runs on 6 hits through 5, striking out 5, as he took his 5th loss of the season. Here is Nelson speaking to the media following the game.
That's the game of baseball. It can drive you nuts, you know. I mean, guys can square balls up and it's right at somebody and vice versa. It could be a good pitch that's bad contact and it just somehow finds a hole, you know. And I think 3 of those 4 runs were off broken bat singles, so all I can do is just keep trying to execute pitches.
Coming into this game, I mean, you knew what was at stake, trying to prevent the sweep and all that kind of stuff. This is the kind of position that you want to be in, right? You
know, yeah.
Be the stopper and be the guy that can get you guys back on track.
Yeah, for sure.
Track.
For sure. I mean, of course I would have loved to, for all the balls, instead of find holes, just be right at guys. But, I mean, you can't control that after you throw it. All I can do is control where I command my pitches and mix up my pitches. And I think those 3 hits that were the score, those 3 runs, those were well-executed pitches. I just can't really do anything about it.
Jimmy, these 1-run, 2-run games, they're tough losses, obviously. But are these the type of series that you guys expect here moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, but we know that, with our offense, they're capable of putting up runs in bunches, so we know as pitchers, if we keep it close, we'll give them a good shot.
The Brewers look to bounce back this weekend when they continue their road trip in Philadelphia.